In Minnesota today, shock and mourning over the deaths of Senator Paul Wellstone, his wife and daughter, two campaign staffers, two pilots, and a state party official. The senator's plane crashed short of a small airport in northeastern Minnesota yesterday and was consumed in fire. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna is in Minnesota today and joins us now from Minnesota Public Radio studios in St. Paul. Hi, David.
Good afternoon, Madeline.
David, this is a loss that has stunned people in Washington and really all across the country, but it must be most keenly felt in the senator's home state. What's the mood there today?
Minnesotans, Madeline, are reeling from this, and it doesn't matter if they're Democrats, independents, or Republicans. This was a shocking, shocking event for the state. And I think that the race for the Senate seat that Wellstone holds right now was extremely intense, and there was a lot of tension about the outcome of that race. But I think that now that the race is no longer what people are thinking about, but the person, there's a recognition that Minnesota had a senator who was truly unique and who will probably never be quite replaced by anybody.
And do we know any more now about how the plane went down?
There are investigators at the scene. The FBI has 15 people. The National Transportation Safety Board has 16 people looking into this crash. It's in a very difficult area that's a ways from any road, about 2 miles short of the runway in a very boggy area. And the plane went down in flames, and the wreckage is apparently pretty total. And so there's a problem of recovering the remains of the 8 people who died on the plane, and then further figuring out why it was that this plane approaching the runway suddenly plummeted from the sky. There are no answers to that yet.
Now, there were several news conferences in Minnesota today, the governor and the secretary of state talking about what happens to the election, a very close election and vital election that's just 10 days away. What do we know now?
Democratic Party officials here say that they have not begun to talk about who might fill the vacancy on the ballot for the Senate race for the Democrats. They say that they are deferring to the family members and their decisions about a memorial service before they call together members of the Central Committee of the Democratic Party. That requires 72 hours notice, and they only have until 4:30 next Thursday afternoon to come up with a replacement if that name is to go on the ballot and replace Wellstone's. The Secretary of State today said that she thought that the counties were capable of printing up those ballots in time, but it's going to be a real race. And in the meantime, there is no campaigning going on in the state where there have been some pretty tough races and a lot of nasty ads on television. Those are all off the air right now, and the election process has essentially been held up, and things are in abeyance awaiting probably the memorial services before anything more happens here.
Mm-hmm. And what are the Democrats saying about choosing a replacement for Wellstone?
Well, they're saying that they haven't actually sat down and started figuring this out. They claim this. However, the name that's being mentioned all the time by Democrats and others is that of former Vice President and Democratic Senator from Minnesota, Walter Mondale. He's 74 years old. He's practicing law in the Twin Cities. And he yesterday said that he thought that the fight of Paul Wilson should continue and that he would be part of that. He has not said, however, whether he would enter the race. I think he's waiting for Wellstone's surviving family members to give the nod on that. But also, it's not clear whether he would be the choice or whether somebody, for example, Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page, a former Minnesota Vikings star, is another possibility. The son of former Minnesota Democratic Senator Hubert Humphrey, Skip Humphrey, former Attorney General, is another name being mentioned. But if those names are to end up on the ballot, they're going to have to be decided on soon.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellness spoke to us from Minnesota. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.